Garth Nelson welcome you to ReachMahjong.com's sort of weekly podcast. With laughing with me is
Jen Barr.
Welcome again to the podcast. And our producer, Troy Presley. Hello.
Woohoo.
And we have Eddie in the house.
We have four of us in the house, as we often do.
In the new studio.
New studio, yes. It's always nice to have a new digs. Our new digs here in next to Roppongi Midtown. It's been a little while since we've hit the airwaves, hasn't it?
It's been a big while.
What have we been doing? let's see. Part of why I have not been hitting the airwaves is because I've been in Macau too much. Way too much.
Yes.
Missing out on work here and there. But I did. I didn't do so badly. I didn't get to play any Mahjong. I was kind of hoping to, I don't know, make progress on Mahjong here and there. But really, it was just no. I don't know how to find it either in Macau. I did pretty well until I missed my flight back, and then I had to spend all the money I made on a new plane ticket. That was kind of a mistake.
It's so funny, because is that the second time you missed a flight that month?
That is sort of the second time I missed a flight that month. And not only that, after getting all pissed off about having to buy a new plane ticket, I was pissed at the world, so I went to the bar and got a couple beers, and then I, you know, my original flight was supposed to leave at 3:20, and I got to the airport at like 3:15 or 3:05. Bought a new plane ticket for a flight at 4:10. Go to the bar, get a couple beers. After a couple beers, got to go to the bathroom. Get to the gate at about 4:07, and the doors are closed, and the woman is like, "You're not getting on this flight." What? It's like 4:07. The plane leaves at 4:10. Obviously, I know that's not.
Yeah,
not allowed.
I'm pretty sure they close the doors at 4:00.
It was, it was pretty much a total absolute cluster bungle.
And for anyone who thinks that in English a couple means two, that's not how Garth counts beers.
Well, actually, I didn't. I only had about 15 minutes, so I really could only drink a couple beers.
Oh.
At the airport bar there. But it was funny, like that woman, she was like the higher up flight attendant there, I guess. She was absolutely not going to let me on the plane. And then another woman kind of at the desk away from her was like, she's frantically calling the gate. And then some woman comes running up from the plane. She opens the door. She's like, come here. So I end up running onto the plane at the very last moment. I was definitely on at the very, very last
moment. You almost missed three flights.
Yeah.
This month.
I almost missed two in rapid fire succession. What an idiot.
Well, we did not almost... Well, I almost missed our flight, actually, to Korea.
Yes, the
week.
Other place we've been going, or we've been going, one place we went was Korea. And why did we go to Korea?
I won a poker tournament, so we got all these promotional chips, so we went to clean up the casino.
Well done. That was pretty awesome.
It was awesome. And I almost missed the flight on the way in, because there were some dog issues.
We all have our issues.
But they let me... actually, it was not even an issue. I checked in about 45 minutes before the plane took off, There was no problem. I even went to the post office after that.
Perfect.
So, yeah, it was not an issue at all. And then on the way back, we were not in danger of missing any flights at all.
Well done. Yeah, fun trip in Korea. We played, the promotion was through the Seven Luck Casino.
Yep.
And they gave you... quite a bunch of chips, which we turned into basically that same amount of money, right?
A little bit more, yeah.
We made money on Seven Luck Casino. So you gotta applaud Seven Luck Casino, who is doing a great job of entertaining, but actually not doing a very good job of making themselves any money.
I'm sure they're doing a great job of making themselves money.
That is something I want to talk about later, is the whole hustle.
Especially the second day that we were there, there was nobody winning on my table.
But you won a little bit, no? Even you weren't winning?
No. From the amount of promotional chips I had, I lost about over a million.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Huge.
Yeah, the first day, it was definitely the player's day. The second day, the house took over completely.
Wow, I'm glad. I'm glad I played all my chips on the first day, then.
Yeah.
And yes, I bought myself some new pants, new jacket. And I have money. I got money to pay for some of my ticket home. Man, Christmas tickets are expensive. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I was lucky. I got a Christmas present to go home. So.
Nice. Yeah. Or I don't know. Are tickets? Do you know? Are they cheaper if you buy them like a month in advance? Because I guess buying only 2 weeks in advance was maybe.
Actually, no. I don't think.
Make that big a difference.
No, because I bought two tickets to go to Seattle, and I bought them 2 weeks apart from each other, and there was no difference in price whatsoever.
Ah, yes, travel. How annoying.
I think it's the oil costs and all the stupid taxes that the U.S. puts on our tickets.
Yes, those are dumb.
The ticket, it's about $400 in tax.
Yes, I noticed that too. the actual fare was about $800, and then you can hear in the background that it is 5 o'clock in Tokyo.
That's the chime for the kids to go home.
Yes. Oh, that's what that means?
Yeah.
I never knew that. I thought
that's
what
you hear
like
around schools.
Oh, I always thought that was just like, hey, everybody, it's 5 o'clock.
No, because the kids play outside, and then when this bell rings, they have to go home. Or, you know, their parents say, okay, come home when the bell rings. Or...
I did not know that. Learned something every day. Now I know when I'm supposed to go home. Okay, let's get to the subject at hand, our favorite subject, Mahjong. Big news of the month, at least, would have to be that our buddy Ide, friend of ReachMahjong.com, won OESN, the biggest JPML tournament of the year, pretty much.
And his first title, I'm pretty sure.
Really?
Yep.
Wow. Congratulations to Ide.
Yep.
He is a very strong player in A2 at the moment, although he's... going to have a little bit of a struggle to keep himself in A2 at this point in the season. There's still two sessions to go. And another legend, or actually an actual legend, Ide is probably still working on achieving legendary status, but one of the legends of our league, Arda, is definitely in trouble of moving it down from A1. He is at the bottom of A1 and really having trouble. But he has that trouble every year, it seems like. Right? And then at the very last minute, he pulls it out with some 100 or 200... point sessions. At the top of A1, we have Sawazaki, Marahara, and Ito holding on to their 1, 2, and 3 spots. Looks like they will... Marahara and Sawazaki are way out in front. And Ito is fighting with the rest of the crowd there to make it into the top 4 to play against Seto Kuma at the end of the season for the Phoenix Cup.
What I really like about Seto Kuma is when we go to their practice sessions every week, it really feels like he's there to learn, not to teach.
Yes, I get that feeling from all the really good players, you know? I think all the really good players, they're still learning. They're still open to new ideas and trying to become better players. And that's how you maintain your really good player status, is to keep becoming a better player. And like you say, I think Seto Kuma, he's still studying. I used to feel that way about Maehara, but I think now that he's really been pushed into the teaching role, I don't think he takes that sort of stance so much in the study sessions anymore.
Right.
Obviously, Moriyama and what's our teacher's name? Coach
Moriyama's not... Oh.
I can't come up with that name.
And then we usually call Moriyama our teacher.
Or mentor, yes. but in Japanese, we actually call Kojima teacher, sensei. Yes. Yeah. As great Mahjong players as they are, I don't think they're getting any better anymore. I don't think they come with an intention to learn the game.
Well,
anymore.
If you read Moriyama's interview, I'm not sure he ever thought that he needed to get better. But he did win a lot. And he doesn't play that much anymore, so.
Yeah, it's true. I guess there are different takes, different ways to have your own take on the game. And if you are already really good, maybe you don't need to feel like you have to improve. But I do feel like players like Seto Kuma and Taki too.
Yeah.
Especially players like that, they are just going to keep getting better. They are already at the top of the game, and they're just getting more and more towards the top.
Right.
Because they're good, and they want to get better.
And also, Hisato Sasaki started talking more. And it's really interesting.
Yes, he does talk more. And it's the other funny thing is the fact that they also call him sensei, teacher. But it's a little bit more sarcastic.
Yeah.
It is funny the way everybody... That the smirk that everybody gets when they say sensei to him. Poor guy. I mean, he is... also pretty much towards the top of, you know, the Mahjong food chain, and yet, man, he's the subject of a lot of ridicule from the other Mahjong players. It's kind of funny.
Well, he's really good. I think a lot of players might be jealous, in fact.
Yeah, that's probably true.
But, I mean, they're also all good friends, so.
Yes, speaking of Sasaki, he is at the top, almost at the top, of B1. He got a big 56, plus 56 to put him at plus 93, making him in second place, which means that if he holds on to that spot in the last two sessions, he will move up to A2 next year. Wow. He would be an A-leaguer, along with his good buddy Taki, who did not have a very good session last time, minus 76, to push himself down to ninth place. Also, Yamai had about minus 93 to move himself down to fourth place. And I was watching him at our study session last night, and I really feel like his game is not on like it used to be.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, you sit behind him and watch what he's doing, and he's in kind of a mode where every decision he makes is kind of wrong. Like, he chooses this path, and oops, wow, should have gone on this path.
Yeah, that happens to me, too. Pretty much draw every tile that I've drew a discard.
Right. I feel like sometimes I get in that mode, too, and it's really weird. When you think about why you made this decision or that decision, it doesn't seem like, was this decision really that bad a decision? And yet, you get into this mode where every time you make a decision, you should have just gone the other way.
Yeah.
And I think that's kind of where Yamai is right now. He's kind of having a hard time choosing the right decision. And then, you know, once you get it wrong once, then it just makes you doubt your decision making from then on. And you're like, oh God, I went this way last time, but it was the wrong decision. So should I do this again? It's a really, really hard mode to pull yourself out of. And one other big name in B1, Yoshida, our buddy Tadashi, is in third place. Got a big 46 to move himself up to third place. Looks like he could be in the running.
I don't even care. He hasn't come to North Kanto this season, so I don't even care about him.
Oh, that is jerk.
I'm mad at him.
Another name I like to follow, Nakata, is at the very top of B2, first place. And in C1, a lot of our buddies, Konno and Kamimura, both had almost minus 50 days.
Yeah, let's just talk about them.
Yes. They were kind of towards the top, and then minus 50, they...
Yeah, they were, like, right next to each other, right?
The
top.
They were third right and next fourth to each other. Something? Yeah, at third and fourth, and now they're right next to each other at 11th and 12th. Oops. So, yes, but still, like I say, two more sessions for everybody to improve their standings. Like, for example, me. Woo! I only got minus 9 this time. I had my smallest penalty of the season so far.
Another result of Macau?
Macau was minus 100 points, but this time only minus 20 points for Chumbo. I won on South, even though I was free 10 for that round. Whoops! Pretty basic mistake, but... there I am, doing Chumbo again.
Oh, so you would have had plus 11, possibly.
I would have had plus 11, which would have put me in, like, 41st place. Not quite at the very bottom. I am at the very, very bottom of D1. The absolute dregs of D1 is Garth. You are in 29th. You had a plus 26. Not a bad session, yeah?
Yeah, well, and last time I had a job, so I wasn't able to make it.
Right.
I had no bad penalty. Yeah. Because what was I at before then? I was minus 60 or so.
Yeah.
So I was only down 11 points, but I missed 50 because of my job. So.
So yeah, you're doing pretty well this season. Actually,
not bad. Mahjong wise, I'm not doing bad at all.
Yeah, actually, when you consider my penalties, I am currently at 170 minus 175 in penalties.
So Mahjong wise, you actually are doing quite well.
Yeah, not bad at all. It would be plus 39 if I wasn't just giving away my points all the time. Whoops.
The last time I came back, actually in the very last hand of the day with Baimon, so 16,000 points. I went directly from the first place player to take first place in that game.
That was in this last session?
Yeah,
session?
Oh, game, the last hand of the last session. And I had an audience, too. They were all excited.
You did
afterwards.
Have a big audience around your table. That was interesting. I was wondering
why. Well, I don't
why.
Think they were watching me. I think they were watching a girl named Kurai, but...
Ah, I see.
But they couldn't see her seat at that time, so...
So they were watching.
There's a lot of people who are certain female pro fans, and then when they can't get that female pro, any other female pro is okay.
So. Oh, funny. Speaking of Kita Kanto, North Kanto, you mentioned, you are at the very top of North Kanto, are you not?
Woo.
Way to go.
I guess so.
You had, I think you had a plus, what, 50 last session?
Yeah, I had like plus 40 and plus 50 in my two sessions. And then on Sunday, I actually have a job, so I will be playing on a separate day in January.
I see.
And I don't even have the schedule in my calendar for North Kanto. I need to fix that problem.
Wow. I was having a great beginning of the day. I won, I think, the first two games, and I was up 40 points. And then I lost the last two games, and I was back down to only about plus 15. So I think I'm in fourth place for North Kanto. Interesting to see how we finish the season there. Because they have a playoff, right?
Yep.
So it'd be nice to play in that playoff.
Yeah.
Let's see. Are you playing in Champions this season?
No, I... Oh, maybe I'll go do that tomorrow.
Tomorrow,
I forgot. Yeah, I could, I guess.
Yes, I was thinking about tomorrow, but then I think I'm going to end up playing poker tomorrow.
Yeah, I think Mahjong's a priority for me.
I'm already down minus 70 in Champions League, so I'm probably not going to be able to make the finals anyway. I don't know. So if I play out my champs stuff, it's more just for practice and the done e points.
Right.
Let's see. So that's sort of our league wrap up. What I wanted to talk about is in our little world of gambling and you know playing for. What it is we play for. The hustle is very important. And, you know, there's a lot of different ways to hustle. And the thing is, like, you know, a casino, they have the hustle all figured out, right?
Right.
Somehow they get people to come in and play a game that everybody knows the casino is going to win. And yet people still put down money and hope that, oh, maybe I'll win the game. And why do they do that? Because the casino makes it entertaining. It is fun to play the game. And every time the customer wins, you know, there's big applause and, you know, chips, get the sound of the chips coming over here. In the slot machine, it's all ting, 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 ting. It's, you know. Yeah,
free food if you understand the system.
Free drinks, yes, if you understand that system.
No, they even
had
free food at the one in Korea. The only problem was that we didn't order at the table.
Oh, right, yes.
We could have had a free meal. And actually, the meals looked really good there.
They did, yes.
Yeah.
It was definitely good food, for sure. And so, you know, they have that hustle figured out. And I've been talking to some other friends of mine who play in, around the world, especially in Macau. And they talk about the hustle as being very important. How do you convince people to play with you who... And that's the key to being a successful gambler, is it not?
Yeah, maybe, but I'm not sure what we're... I mean, are you trying to explain the life of a professional gambler, or are you trying to promote Mahjong as a game where this is something you want to do?
Yeah, I don't know.
Because I think I would promote Mahjong less as a game you're trying to become good at to make a hustle. Mahjong, I think, has a lot of other benefits that are much better than that. And because there's so many draws, I think it's actually a much more difficult game to create a hustle for than games like poker or casino games.
Uh-huh. When you mean there are so many draws, just the fact that you're drawing a tile every turn?
Yeah, so many times. So there's a lot more factors that are hard to compute and calculate out. A lot more odds. I mean, when you're playing Texas Hold'em, the odds calculation is pretty simple.
It's true, yeah. I do think that Mahjong tends to be a much more complicated game than at least Texas Hold'em poker. I suppose there are other pokers which could be a little bit more comparable in complication or sophistication to Mahjong. But Hold'em, I think, yes, is actually a very, very simple game. And it ends up coming down more to just, you know, who has more chutzpah. Do you believe me, or do I believe you? Are you bigger than me, or am I bigger than you?
Yeah, I think at Mahjong it's much faster, especially if you're playing games like Hong Kong style Mahjong or other games like that even. Like, maybe Taiwanese Mahjong. It's a much faster game. And while you can do the calculations, it would probably take too much time that it would be worthwhile. Yeah, and I mean, if you're really good and you really find some really, really weak players, then you might be thinking about doing a hustle, but I don't think there's enough population outside of Japan for that to make it really worthwhile. Maybe, I mean, in some parts of China and stuff.
Yeah, that's true. That's why it seems to be so difficult to make money playing Mahjong, I think. Because there's a basic level of knowledge that you need to have to play Mahjong, and once you get to that, it's actually, you know, you're not that bad. You can't make really, really bad plays unless you're like me and you win on tiles that you actually can't win on anymore in that.
Make really bad plays anyway.
But, you know, after a while, everybody tends to be kind of at the same level. Once you know the game, the level of play is not so different until you get to the really, really high levels like, say, Taki and those guys who are really, really thinking about the game at a much, much deeper level.
Yeah, I think that we would, you know, I would lean more towards promoting the camaraderie of the game and the complications that make the game really interesting. Mm-hmm. More than I would try and advertise it as a game you can learn and become a hustler at.
Yes, all right, that's probably better advertising for our game. All right, on that advertising
jumped
note.
Jumped all over your point. That's probably... But I think it's an important point because, I mean, some people, when they first see Mahjong, when they first see poker, and then you're going to think of Mahjong the same way. You first see it like, oh, I'm going to become the best at this, and I'm going to make all this money at it. Mm. And for poker, since there's so many tournaments and stuff, it's a little bit more viable, even though the level is really high lately. Mm-hmm. But with Mahjong, I mean, the tournaments have to come first, I think. Mm-hmm. The tournaments will come, and the market will come, and then there will be some players that... do that, but I think I really like the model of the tournaments in Europe right now, where there's not a cash prize and everybody is really close and we get to play a fun game, and you have a beer at the tournament or you get to go to exotic places, yeah.
Yes, that is another fun element of the whole Mahjong world.
Yeah, so I think that's a more important part to concentrate on right now, and the big tournaments and prizes will come later. And we were working on that in Asia right now, so.
Mm, absolutely, yes. All right, so just stick to hustling and poker, I guess. Okay, speaking of all that stuff in Europe and wherever, what stuff is coming up? I don't think anything's happening for the rest of this month.
Well, you and I will be tweeting from now on.
Oh, that's right. We have our new little reachmahjong.com tweet.
Yeah, the Twitter is not new at all, but the fact that we're updating it is very new.
Okay.
I made the Twitter account like a year or two ago, and it just now recently started being updated. So check that out. Follow us on Twitter. It's reachmahjong. Just like that, R-E-A-C-H-M-A-H-J-O-N-G. And you can also follow me personally, Mahjong Jen, M-A-H-J-O-N-G-J-E-N.
Very nice, very nice. The only tournaments I think coming up are not in other leagues, right? There's the pair tournament coming up in Saikoisen, and there's another Kyokai Pro Association League.
The duo?
Something like that, yeah. I keep thinking one of these days I'm going to win a title somewhere. Got to get into those tournaments. Let's see, so I guess that's our housekeeping issues. That about wraps it up for our talk this week, yeah?
Yep, sounds good.
If you'd like to get in touch with us, as always, I am Garth, E-G-A-R-T-H-E, at reachmahjong.com, and your address is?
I'm Jen, J-E-N-N, at reachmahjong.com.
Thanks for tuning in, and we will have something less hustling next week.
See ya. 언제 리치니 이빠트로 아가레바 기분 와 모 사이코 바슈 와 카나리 사비레타 자수 마자 화이트 클럽 언제 럽 아 오니산 마타 소레 론야 와 고메야데
don't dare.